Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
Hey, welcome back live here with Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. And we're talking tonight about dealing with holiday stressors.
I know him.
I know him. Bill, we know you know Santa Claus. You know, I mean, we're talking about dealing with holiday stressors, about dealing with family, about dealing with relatives, about dealing with those people that seem to just get on your everlasting nerve. You know, we're also going to be talking a little bit about dealing crowds and dealing with shopping this holiday season. But, you know, we were talking about how to deal with that person that seems to want to control everything, wants to be in charge, or just likes to like push everyone to your buttons, you know? The first thing we talked about was checking your ego at the door and just, you know, being the beacon of light and just letting things lie. Because, you know, honestly, we were talking on break about, you know, how some relatives want to control this and that, but it's like if it doesn't really matter that much to you, let Aunt so-and-so or Sister so-and-so, you know, do what she does. You know, because apparently it matters a lot to this person. And, you know, a lot of times maybe we don't know exactly where they're coming from. Maybe we don't understand their obvious perspective. And sometimes maybe whatever they're getting out of whatever they're doing helps them a lot. And, you know, it's like a lot of times our ego gets in the way saying, well, I need to tell so-and-so how I feel about them because they need to know. Because their life is all screwed up because they're all doing this and they're doing that. And it just upsets me because it's wrong. Well, you know, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to say you're wrong. I am going to say, though, that a lot of times we make these decisions. We don't really understand why somebody chooses to do what they do. So one of the other options I want to give you, and this is something that is a little highbrow. It's a very interesting concept. It takes a lot of self-control, as well as the fact that it takes a lot of just loving yourself to pull this one off. It's the good old ignorance is bliss. And I know a lot of us talk about it, but let's take the ignorance is bliss to the next level. Because in order for ignorance is to be bliss in all actuality means that you can never have known anything prior. So we're talking about basically taking yourself from knowing that this person is controlling or manipulative or always got to have their way or so-and-so's always got to do it this way, da-da-da, but take it to the next level, which means that you basically go back to where you are and say, you know, I'm not going to read into anything anybody does anymore. I'm not going to sit there and try to read between the lines. Why did she say this? Why did she say that? What was she trying to get at? Is she trying to guilt me? Is she trying to upset me? Is she trying to play a game? I mean, the messer is going to become the messy. No, you just got to take everything at face value. When somebody says they love you, don't sit there and question and say, wonder what they were thinking about that. No, and you really have to say, okay, you know what? Forget the plots. Forget the drama. Forget it. I mean, because there will be probably with some of y'all's family plots and drama and intrigue. But you know what? This isn't like a reality show. You got to kind of step back and just let people be pleasant. Even maybe if they're inherently not pleasant and loving people, a lot of times they're not going to say this stuff just brought out, this like straight out. They're going to say it probably in some sort of weird, dramatic kind of like unpleasant way. And so all you have to do is just overlook it. Don't look for any of it. Let it go. And once you let that ego go, you don't care anymore. It doesn't matter to you. Who cares? Who cares if somebody's trying to, like, you know, say something bad about you? Who cares? Who cares? They're lucky to have you here for the holidays. And when you kind of look at life that way, it changes everything. Because you go, you know what? I love all these people. I love them all. You don't want to hurt anybody. You don't want to see anybody get hurt. You love them. And in all actuality, a lot of times when we go through that and we realize, you know what? I just want to appreciate the time I have with this person, and I'm going to let the rest of it lie. Because, you know, no matter what they're saying, no matter what they're trying to imply, I'm going to have my food. I'm going to hang out. I'm going to have my eggnog. I'm going to have a good time. It's my holiday, too, because when you let these people get to you, it takes away from your experience altogether.
They won.
Basically, yeah. And you know, it's, yeah, they, and that's not what you want because it's unfair. So when you kind of just step back and go, you know what, if I don't really care enough where the meal is being served, I'm just going to let it lie. Now, if you do care and it's a huge deal for you and you have to travel 30 hours to get there and it's a big deal, then at some point in time, you're going to have to say what you feel or you're just going to not have to go. You're going to have to figure out what makes more sense for you and your family. If it doesn't make sense to go and it just creates anger and resentment, then you need to figure out a new holiday tradition. And it's become your time to do so. So, I don't know. But I do know one thing. Family can be difficult, but they're not here forever. You're not here forever. So you got to kind of figure out at what level of anger, what level can I deal with? But on top of that, let's deflate all that. Let it go. Because, you know, you're happy. In the end of times, you're always happy to see these people.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, does it really matter that you won the argument that was started 6 years ago?
Yeah, and what was the argument? You know, who actually clearly remembers what it was about?
Probably nobody. You just remember that, there's some bad feelings there.
Yeah, somebody argued with me. Somebody didn't like what I had to say, and I got angry. And a lot of times it's our ego, because if you really think about it, when you go back to every single argument, and I'm not saying you're starting all these arguments, listeners, and I'm not saying that. You could be the one that's always standing there going, man, I don't ever start anything. These people just walk all over me. But if you really think about it, if you let things go and you don't let it attach to you because it's not about you, because if you really think about it, these arguments and these issues aren't about you ever. It's about them. It has nothing to do with you. You could be a cutout person, you know, where you see those cutouts that you always see, like Danica Patrick and all those things with cutouts, and everybody goes, whoa, look, you could buy those cutouts or whatever you want of whoever famous person. You could be one of those cutout people and they could still be arguing with you and you can't even speak because you're a paper cutout. The thing is, it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with something within them, and you can't change what's in them. They have to change what's in them. You know, and that's crucial to understand, that when people argue or when people are hard-headed or when people want it this way, it really has nothing to do with you. There's some agenda, something in their head. There's their perspective, no matter how crazy it looks to the outside, that they want to do it this way. And really, it has nothing to do with you. And so if you check your ego at the door and you realize, you know what, when Susie yells at everybody, it has nothing to do with us. Or when so-and-so demands that we do this, it really has nothing to do with us. It's all about them. All of a sudden, everything becomes easier. And you can choose to be a part of it, or you can choose not. You know, it's really simple.
I'm liking it. I mean, because it's kind of like you can't live someone else's life for them. And
no.
I can only control what I do and say and react and feel. And if holidays are supposed to be a good time with family, then I can choose to either feel that way or not.
I mean, that's exactly true. It's kind of like, let's say, like you have a family member that gets panic attacks, let's say, when they have too many people around. And you can choose to, when you're dealing with that family member and they're freaking out and they're running into their room and they're all stressed out and they can't handle people around, you can either be sympathetic for them and be like, hey, you know, if you're okay, you need anything, or you can jump on that boat. And it's not about you. It's about how they're dealing with it. And in order to understand life and to get it, you got to understand yourself so well that you realize, okay, all these side issues and drama and all this stuff has nothing to do with me. And I'm okay. And maybe so-and-so might not care about what I do for a living or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just understanding the human condition is just the way it is. And family, we always argue with family. You know what I'm saying? We argue with family. We let family get to us. When if they were just a stranger on the street, you wouldn't even let them get to you. You wouldn't even talk to them.
Well, I think it's because, you know, how you were saying about their ego. I don't think as much their ego is that they have it all planned out of how they want it to go. And whenever things don't go the way that they're having it planned, then they start to panic. They start to freak out. And you're the closest person around. So therefore, you get the blame. It's all your fault, you know. I put the turkey in the oven, and you didn't take it out. Well, I didn't know I was supposed to take it out. You didn't tell me I was supposed to take it out.
Yeah, but you were supposed to have known.
Yeah.
But what's the better way of dealing with that? Now, let's put it this way. What's better to deal with that? Okay, well, let me go take it out now. Okay, you're right. Okay, cool. I mean, you know, the thing is, you end the argument. There is no argument. When you, when you just, like, accept it and go, okay. Instead of saying, I didn't know. I don't know what's going on. It's not my fault. It's not my duty. I don't know. I don't work here.
But the day is ruined now. I mean, it's ruined.
And for it's them, for them, it may be, but why for you?
Yeah, but it's your fault, though.
But it's not your fault, and you know it.
I know it, but in their mind, it's your fault.
Well, and Dan, I think that what Ashley's point is that, okay, fine. In their mind, it may be your fault, but you can't control the other person. So as long as you know it's not your fault, let it go.
And it didn't ruin the holiday. Not everybody, you know, people aren't dead and dying. People aren't losing it. The point is that it didn't ruin anything unless you let it ruin
yeah,
it.
Yeah, if the holiday is ruined, it's because the other person let it be ruined.
For themselves. Because if they're going to sit there and harp on you for doing something you didn't even know, you got to admit, they're already coming out of left field. So we'll stay tuned. We got more with it. We got more dealing with family issues, the holidays, and how to really deal with those difficult people. As well as we're going to try to start getting onto the idea of how to deal with these holiday crowds. But in the meantime, you know what? Perspectives will be back in two shakes.
Oh. Does someone need a hug?
150 miles per gallon. Feeling the wind in your hair. Smelling the roses at 30 miles per hour. Never worrying about parking. Lightweight, sturdy, and the feeling of freedom at your hands. Bringing the past into the future. Jake's Custom Motorbikes is now offering custom, unique, and affordable alternative transportation, like the Harleys and Indians of yesteryear. Brand new lightweight motorized bikes for under $3,000, starting at $750. The JakeBike.com offers made for you custom motorized bicycles, the newest craze in alternative, fuel efficient transportation with style. Check out the JakeBike.com to order yours today. That's thejakebike.com. Mention KLIF for a 10% discount on your custom motorized bike. Jake's Custom Motorbikes. Thejakebike.com.